back on the Land State Radio Network, got my man, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flip Mode Squad, DJ Rampage, on the check-in. Always great to have Rampage come in. Rampage produces the show. I get so much credit. And gotta let everybody know that's listening that this is Rampage on Wheels of Steel. He's the criminal mastermind behind all of this stuff. But I wanted to check in with my big bro. Happy belated birthday before we get started.
Oh man, thank you. You already know, bro.
Let everybody know what's up with Mixed Show Madness. We talk about the purple tape. We out here taking over. We doing it big here on 141. You're on iHeartRadio. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're on 103, what is it, the Jams? You're on 101.3. 101.3.
Yeah, yeah.
Jams.
So you're on so many I'm definitely syndicated around the world. I'm on every platform, the Mixed Show Madness.
Right.
Also, check us out, on Sirius 141. Check us out on the Rubicon. Check us out on the Lance J Show. We all over the place.
We like a satellite.
We like a satellite in orbit. You know what I mean? We keep moving. We don't never stop.
Right. So. And we got a lot of business going on that we can't talk about. But Rampage and I, we have an entrepreneurship mindset. Rampage has the Heat DJs. If you want to get a record service, Rampage is your guy. So we're working a lot of stuff. But I want to do a quick shout out. Because Rampage and I have been working together on the other show, the Rubicon. And I want to talk to him real briefly about the hip hop industry. And we're really getting into this healthcare stuff, which is groundbreaking. Nobody's doing anything like this. You're the first artist, MC, to
not
have a healthcare radio show. And you know the culture. You're from East Flatbush. You know Flatbush. You know what's going on in the industry. You know what's going on in the streets. I wanted to talk to you and kind of promote. So rather you're 19 and you got the big $500,000 chain, or you're 50 plus and you still out there getting it, but you're touring, you're in Chile, you're in Japan. Everybody has to have insurance.
I believe that nobody should not have. I don't care if you're a basketball player. I don't care if you're a hustler on the block. You must have insurance. We live in some weird times right now. You out of an age where you can't be a little boys no more. We can't be little girls no more. We have to be respecting ourselves of getting older. You know what I'm saying? Some of us are 50 plus. Some of us are 40 plus. Some of us is 39 plus. We have to be aware of not getting sick or getting sick, and we don't have the type of money to pay for a 24-hour doctor, or we don't have the right money
home health care.
Home care, you know what I'm saying? Health care, Medicaid, things that we would need that our grandparents had. It's funny how me and you talked about this the other day. Some of our family members has the wrong insurance but still got insurance. You know what I'm saying? Because when we got sick, our mothers took us to the doctors. You know, man, we're not even thinking about that. Mom got it. You know, but and if mom's not around no more, or grandmoms and them ain't around no more, and we start getting sick and we start catching colds and we're coughing in the same areas as each other. And, you know, the COVID came. A lot of us couldn't go to the doctor. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have the right insurance. We got chicken pox. We didn't have the right insurance. So we're just preparing you to start being, self-respecting yourself, because a lot of us artists and a lot of us entertainers and a lot of us, sports guys, we have all this money, but none of us got the right insurance. Anything can jump off with us. And, we can't depend on the team. We can't depend on the music industry. We can't depend on, our profession to take care of us, but we do got the money to do the right research, or we can call Lance and call myself to get the right insurance. It was a time that I didn't have the right insurance. I didn't understand. And, we got to stop working backwards as a culture, because we're working backwards as a culture, but when we get sick, we don't know what to do. And that's really bad in the music community, because a lot of us don't have proper insurance.
We're rolling out. We're taking live calls moving forward. 202
977-7797.
Call us, text us. If you listen to this show, you listen to the Rubicon, you have any questions about healthcare, especially going into the fall for annual enrollment, Rampage, myself, Janelle, everybody on the squad, we'll be taking calls and we'll be talking to and walking people. You know, the Rubicon is healthcare for the culture. That's why we started the show. I wanted to do some cross promotion. While I have you on the line, man, always got it. You always ask people when you host the show, what's your social? Where are you at these days, man? What are the projects? You tell me a lot of stuff that I can't talk about on air, but right. What do you have popping that you can talk about for
our audience? Honestly, you know, we had to hit the reset button and focused on this Rubicon movement. This is a movement for the culture, and we really want to reach you guys and tell you, if you don't know, we're here to give you great information. And this goes first, because without having the health care that you need, you cannot do no entertainment things. You can go out here and pass out and you don't have the right insurance and you can just die. That's how real it is. Mm. So what do I got going on? What we got going on? I need everybody to hit the line right now and let us know what you need so we can help you. That's what we got popping right now. The Rubicon is for the culture, the healthcare culture. We the only ones that's doing it. All you haters, fix your face. Yeah.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lounge J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices,
stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay, these same contracts
allow them to take everything we own,
creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter our hospital,
putting our health and our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses.
And we need our doctors.
But hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
How? To the patient,
James Lewis.
You know, when he opens up the refrigerator and there's a head in the refrigerator where the lettuce should be, that's not something that I really like to see. I'm not really into that. I'm more into the chase with the police and all of that. I'm not into watching people get hacksawed and dismembered and stuff like that. Like, I'm not interested in watching people get strangled and their body and the guts flushed down the toilet. I don't want to watch that. I cover my eyes. I'm sure my wife was like, man, I'm married. I'm a chump. What's going to happen if the bad guys come into the house for us? Are you going to cover your eyes? I'm like, no, baby, because I got guns.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
You coming to my house, they're going to be doing a docuseries about what I did to you. It ain't going to be no docuseries about, oh, well, he broke into the house and did these things to Lance J's family. Netflix is going to be doing a movie about what I do to you with the Draco. You can take that to the bank.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
You're telling me when I switch to T-Mobile, you'll give me an iPhone 16 Pro and I can keep my old phone?
That's right. No trade-in.
There's always a trade-in.
Not at T-Mobile. For the first time ever, there's no trade-in needed.
No!
Yes. Also, at T-Mobile, you save at least 20% versus the other big guys.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma. Box of raisins. I'm a mom. A balloon. Banana
appeal.
For the first time ever, when you switch to T-Mobile, get a new iPhone 16 Pro on us and keep your old phone because there's no trade-in needed.
Take whatever you want.
Caitlin Clark from the logo.
You know, life would be easier if I could do everything from the logo.
Allow me to assist.
Pickles. It worked. Buckets. Now that's a tomato. Sheboygan.
The answer is Sheboygan.
The match. P-E-Z-O-L.
Bottom row.
From the logo.
State Farm with the assist.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole-body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.